Welcome to The Roar, recorded at Sioux College, which is located in the Robinson-Huron Treaty Territory. We are grateful to Mother Earth for providing us the land, water, air, and food needed to sustain all life, and we acknowledge Indigenous peoples as the original stewards of this land, who have lived in harmony and in respect with all creation. As we are all relations, it is important to recognize this interconnected relationship with one another and our obligation to respect the land that has nourished, healed, protected, and embraced us. We honor Abajuan Bachawana First Nation and Katagan Sibi Garden River First Nation as the original caretakers of the land that Sioux College is situated on, and acknowledge the contributions of the historical Métis Nation of Sault Ste. Marie in the stewardship of this territory.
Welcome back to The Roar. It's me, Larissa, the International Student Success Coach, and I have two new guests with me today.
Hi, I'm Catherine, President of SESU.
And I'm Kayla, the Interim Program Manager in SESU.
Catherine and Kayla are here to chat with me a little bit more about what is SESU. You've probably heard talks about an election. You might not quite understand what is their role in your life and how they can help you. So they're here to clarify a little bit about what do they do and why SESU is so important. So Kayla and Catherine, I prepared some questions for you. The first one, what is the role of SESU? What is your mission statement? What are the chapters and clubs? And how can students get involved?
Okay, so the role of SESU is, essentially we're here to make students' lives better and to improve their overall college experience. This means that we're keeping open communication with the college administration, faculty, staff, and partners. Also, we're here to protect the rights and advocate on behalf of all the students here at the college. Another goal of ours is to offer students enriching social activities to enhance their college experience and complement their studies. Because who doesn't want to have fun? Additionally, efforts are made to encourage all members to engage with and contribute to the Sioux College community. Then when we talk about our clubs on campus, this is huge. Right now our clubs are growing, which we're super grateful for. We facilitate all on-campus clubs here within SESU. We have anything from cultural, general interest to activity-based clubs. There's actually a club for everybody. And if you don't find what you're looking for, you can always propose a new one. Students can get involved in clubs by checking out the clubs and chapters page on our website at mysesu.ca. Also, on top of that, we facilitate chapters, which are academic based, and those are not open for anyone on campus to join, but rather for a particular program and year.
Thank you, Kayla. My next question, what was this recent election all about? Can you talk anything about it?
So we've recently held the 2024-2025 SESU elections to fill all four executive positions, which is the president, my position, the VP of Student Life, the VP of Campus Connections, and the ISU president, as well as seven board member positions and one board of governor student rep. So as of today, we've yet to finalize the results, but within the next week or so, four out of the seven board of director spots will have been filled. And the voting for the Board of Governor position will have already been taken place. So we will run a by-election in the fall to fill the remaining spots. And so we hope that any new coming students will take a chance and run for the Board of Directors. It's a great chance for you guys to get involved in student governance. And you guys actually will be the party responsible for approving any changes in the ancillary fees or any other changes in campus that you would like to see.
What is the time commitment like for somebody who wants to run for the board of directors?
So if you are already running for the position, the elections open in early February usually, and the commitment is for 1 year. So it would be until the end of the winter semester, which is the end of April. But for anyone who's interested in running for a position in the fall semester, it's the same time commitment, so you would be committed to the position until the end of April 2025.
Another thing that SCSU is responsible for is Odeno. Can you tell us a little bit about it? What does it offer to the students?
Odeno is a student pub that is owned and ran by students. So the biggest thing with Odeno is that we are student run. So the majority of the employees you will see while you are in there are all students, which is a fantastic thing for us. We want to encourage students to come to hang out. Just because you come in, people often think, oh, I can't just go in there and not buy something, whatever. But we really have worked this year to create more of a community aspect. So we want you to come in and hang out with your friends, to study, to grab one of the large selection of board games we have in there and just enjoy your time. We run a weekly open mic event on Wednesday evenings, so you can stop by for that. We have daily specials in there through 3 out of 5 of the days. Great snack menu, drinks. We host a lot of events in there. It's just a great space to hang out with your friends.
We also have a full shelf full of board games and cards for students to use. If they'd like to just come into the space and waste some time in between classes. So that's all free for students to use.
I also heard that SCSU offers students discounts. Could you tell me more about it?
Absolutely, we can. So on the SCSU website, we do have a page under Campus Services that is titled Discounts. On that page, you find a huge selection of a variety of businesses that do offer a discount to our SU College students. All you need to get that discount is your student card, which if you don't have, you can get in the library or in athletics. So make sure you have that. You'll find anything from food options, grocery stores, drug stores, outdoor stores, museums, and so much more. The other thing we offer, we started this year, is discounted SU Greyhound tickets that we sell out of our office during the regular season. So make sure you get in on that deal. And then also the SU Museum, we have a yearly membership with them, which allows SU College students to access that place for free. And they can bring their family members for 50% off their admissions, which is, I mean, a fantastic deal. If you haven't been there, I went there for the first time not long ago, and we had so much fun. So I do encourage you to go. Take your families. It's fun to learn about the city. I learned a ton of stuff, and I mean, I was here for a lot of my life. We're able to secure these deals by connecting with establishments within our community and online. There's things like boat licensing, things that you can get a discount on, that kind of stuff too. And we're always adding to it. It changes all the time. So I do encourage people to keep up on checking it and really take advantage of those deals. School's expensive, so save where you can.
That sounds awesome. Now I want to do my boat license. What about events? What do you have coming up that you can share with me?
So with the semester coming to an end, we want to end it with a bang. And the biggest event that we have coming up is on April 3rd. It's our annual Big Bingo event. We have a variety of high ticket priced prizes to give away to our students, and we hope to see many of them there. It'll be in Odeno, which is in F Wing, from 2 to 5 p.m., and the tickets are free. So for the price of $0, you have a chance to win awesome prizes. The link will be posted soon on our website, and so keep an eye on our social media as well. You'll be able to see it there.
Yes, the link will be for sign up because we only have so many spaces, and this event will fill. So if you want to go, I encourage you to get your spot. Also, for the $0 price tag, you get a snack and a drink at the event, and then the bar and stuff is open as well. But Catherine, tell us, can you give us any hints on what those prizes are?
Well, if you're looking for a TV, you better be there. We also have coolers, PlayStations, and much more.
It is for SU College students only, and I will tell you that we also, during this event, throw in our annual AGM meeting. So that's our annual general meeting that, as a nonprofit organization that SCSU is, we have to have a meeting where we have students present so we can go over what our year has been and what we're looking into. for next year. So it is a great way for students to kind of get an inside look at what their fees and stuff are going to. So we urge you to be there for that. So, but that's just in the middle. It doesn't take a huge amount of time. And then you get to have the fun on both other sides of that. So. Oh, and it's also being hosted by a fantastic magician. Mr. Ryan McFarling will be there hosting the event. And so hopefully none of our prizes disappear.
I'll make him reappear them. Okay, don't you worry, guys. I have your backs.
Do you think he'll pull a bunny out of a hat?
I'm actually crossing my fingers for that. I think if you
don't
have
a magician...
Don't you
want him to pull a TV out of a hat?
Well, we already have the TV, so he can pull a bunny out. Oh, then we get to pet the bunny? Oh, that'll be fun.
That is nice. I don't want a bunny.
You can still come. Larissa, you can come to the event. You just can't win anything, okay?
That's fine. If you guys just want to see me there, you want to enjoy my presence.
Well, of course. Also, with a magician, I can't believe we almost forgot to talk about that. That's the best part.
I was looking at your thing.
I know, I didn't even write it. That's a big thing. We don't often have somebody outside hosting these events, so... Yeah. But that's really the only big event that we have coming up. Summer Celebration will come. That's in collaboration with the college. So that will be in June, the Friday of Convocation. I believe that's what we did last year. So we'll have the big bouncy houses, food, fun, face painting. There's a whole ton of stuff. Last year was a lot of fun. So that'll be the Friday of the week of June Convocation. Still breakfast program. Awesome. We run the breakfast program every Thursday morning, which is in Odeno. That will run till the end of April.
So you guys definitely want to show up for that bingo because, hey, worst case scenario, if you don't win a prize, you got free food and entertainment. And I don't know what else you can ask for. Maybe a TV. Maybe you can ask for a TV.
Hey, man, last year I knew someone who won a bicycle and we had to fit that thing in the back of my friend's small, tiny little car. There was three of us in that vehicle already. So, you know, if you do have a prize, make sure you figure out a way to get that thing home. Just saying.
Good thing you have a magician to make it fit.
Oh boy.
Right. And as many of you know, graduation is coming up. So many of you are gonna bid us farewell. Catherine, would you like to say a few words to our upcoming grads?
If I had one thing to say to the new graduates of Sioux College, it would probably be to definitely take your time finding your footing. This is like a new chapter of your life that you're beginning. So don't worry if it doesn't all work out right away. You've worked hard to come this far. So take a breath, take it one step at a time. And I really hope that you all can look back at your time here at Sioux College with some amount of fondness, having taken lots of pictures and made the most out of your time here. And now that you're venturing out into the real world, don't be afraid to take risks. Say yes to new opportunities. And know that your version of success may look a little bit different from everyone else's. So maybe one day, years from now, you'll think about going back to school again to change careers. And don't hesitate about it, okay? Maybe you'll find yourself in a career that's the complete opposite of what you went to school for today. And that's okay too. But whatever you decide, just be sure to get the most out of your life so that there will never come a day that you'll regret not taking a chance. So I guess... In the end, good luck, farewell, and feel free to come back to Sioux College whenever you want, even just to visit.
Thank you so much, Kayla and Catherine, for coming over to chat with me today. And I'll see you guys next week.
Roar!